Welcome to episode 16 of Virginia Higher Ed Podcast, produced by Virginia's Community Colleges. This is the only podcast that brings you voices from community colleges across the Commonwealth of Virginia. Each week, our guests describe their experiences in higher education and tell how Virginia's educational excellence is improving their lives. Virginia's community college student population reflects the general population of the Commonwealth, and a program is now being expanded to help ensure that the faculty population has that same diversity. VCCS Chancellor Glenn Dubois held a conference call recently with participants and organizers of the Chancellor's Graduate Student Fellowship Program. Our Jeff Krause listened in on that call and has this report.
We believe our community colleges should, in all aspects, kind of look like Virginia. And it does when you look at student enrollment. About a little over a third of our students are from minority backgrounds. But if you look at the teacher standing in front of the classroom, it falls far short of a third.
That challenge 2 years ago inspired Virginia's community colleges and its chancellor, Dr. Glenn Dubois, to create the Chancellor's Graduate Student Fellowship. The aim was to allow minority and other graduate students to gain valuable teaching experience while working on his or her master's degrees and to get the experience under the guidance of a seasoned community college faculty member.
My aspiration is at some point to actually be a full-time instructor.
Brian Dunn is exactly the kind of student the fellowship was created for. He's just completed his master's degree at Virginia Commonwealth University, and already he has a year of community college teaching under his belt.
It's been a great experience in terms of interacting with students. I get so much from my interaction with students in terms of preparing material, teaching techniques, and also they ask such insightful questions. And I really try to have my classes as somewhat like a panel discussion where everyone can come in and they can talk and everybody learns, and we talk about issues relevant to them with regards to anatomy and medicine.
The Chancellor's Graduate Student Fellowship allows qualified graduate students to teach at a community college as a member of the college's adjunct faculty. The student teacher is paid at the regular adjunct salary rate and mentored by an experienced instructor. As a graduate student at the University of Virginia, Woody Givens used a fellowship to teach biology and microbiology at Piedmont Virginia Community College. He says the experience is part of his long-term plan to be a full-time instructor.
I've been really fortunate to work with some great people at Piedmont. The faculty there in the biology section, they're just super. In addition to just my experience of just being able to interact with the students, I was able to learn a lot from the faculty, not just the person who specifically mentored me, but just everyone. Everyone was so great. They offered a lot of their time and a lot of their resources to, you know, help me get started. Or they'll say, well, Woody, if you have any questions or if you need help on something, please let me know. You know, we're here to back you up, the full-time faculty. So it was, to me, the experience was very positive. And honestly, I would definitely, and I do recommend to people, because sometimes people ask me, they go, you know, what do you think about your teaching experience? And I tell them it was great. And I usually do encourage people to, you know, if you have the time or if you're really interested in teaching and want to get some experience, I always encourage people to look into the Virginia Community College system as an alternative, as something to do to kind of get your foot in the door, especially if you want to teach down the road.
I, too, hope to teach either at the community college level or beyond in the future, in the very near future. So it was great to get my hands wet and sort of meet some faculty and get some really good ideas for how to go about that.
Another UVA student, Carlita Favero, says what she values most about the experience was a chance to roll up her sleeves and really teach.
You really do get a hands-on approach teaching. I did do some TAing here at UVA, and I really, you know, I was working with a group of three TAs and basically got to write a couple of exam or quiz questions a week. And that was the extent of my teaching. Whereas at Piedmont, I basically, for two of the courses I taught, I was teaching in the biotechnology program. So I was designing my own syllabi, designing the course, designing the labs and the lectures, and basically had a lot of really good resources of what had been done in the past, but could tailor it to my experimental expertise as well as the things that I found exciting and essential in the world of lab science.
The excitement the fellowship is generating isn't just among the graduate students it's benefiting. The mentoring instructors, those seasoned faculty members whose guidance is making the fellowship a success, says it works both ways.
I'm just really excited. I hope that this program does continue to develop, and I hope this program continues to be as successful as we've found it to be at Thomas Nelson.
Wenda Ribeiro is an instructor at Thomas Nelson Community College. She's been a mentoring instructor since the fellowship began.
I became a mentor in the very beginning of the program, fall 2006, when we brought in our first four students. And I have to say the enthusiasm that the students brought to the classroom was absolutely amazing. Getting adjuncts in the classroom and having those adjuncts not only be reliable but be enthusiastic can sometimes be a challenge. And these students came into the classroom and they're students themselves, these fellows, and they have enthusiasm. They want to teach the students what they know. They want to help the students learn in ways that help them learn.
Virginia's community colleges are now expanding the fellowship opportunity beyond students and grad school. It's now opening it up to minority working professionals and the organizations who support those professionals.
We're looking to find these great pools of talent and, of course, entice them into the community college experience.
Dr. Chris Lee, the head of the VCCS Human Relations Division, says what, at the beginning, was a regional program is truly becoming statewide.
We've had so far seven universities participate in our program. I think Wenda was talking about the students she worked with there at Hampton University, but we've had Virginia Commonwealth University, ODU, UVA, Virginia State, Hampton, and George Mason University all participate. Students from each of those institutions have all participated. And they've taught at one of nine of our colleges, to include John Tyler, J. Sargent Reynolds, Tidewater, Thomas Nelson, Northern Virginia, New River, Virginia Western, Lord Fairfax, and also Piedmont, Virginia. So we've had primary concentrations initially were Northern Virginia, Richmond, and the Tidewater area, simply because that's where our geographical concentration of schools and population has been, but we're now expanding to essentially all the universities in the state and all of our community colleges this fall.
So far, some 100 students have taken advantage of the fellowship program, but even bigger results are on the horizon, says Glenn Dubois, the VCCS chancellor. He says opportunities the fellowship create carries the potential to strengthen community colleges for years to come.
Ultimately, it will lead to diversify our leadership ranks. If you take a current snapshot of the nation's community college leaders, at the very top, you'll find a lot of them have come from faculty origins. That's not the only route, but it's a predominant route to the top leadership ranks within our business. So this is an effort targeted to diversify our adjunct ranks that will, over time, diversify our full-time teaching ranks, and over a longer period of time, further diversify our leadership ranks.
In Richmond, I'm Jeff Krause.
Thank you, Jeff, for that report. You can learn more about the Chancellor's Graduate Student Fellowship and its opportunities for working professionals by visiting myfuture.vccs.edu/jobs. We'd like to hear your feedback about this podcast. Please contact us by emailing vhepodcast@vccs.edu. Thanks for listening to Virginia Higher Ed Podcast.